With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The White House is talking more and more about the cost of living since the GOP election losses.
Voters in the off-year elections made it clear that pocketbook issues remain a top concern. And over the past 2.5 weeks, the Trump administration has tried to focus more on those concerns. Vice President J.D. Vance told an interviewer, "We hear you, and there's a lot more work to do."
That is White House correspondent Greg Cluxton reporting. And the White House is also taking a new tack in its battle against illegal immigration in the state of California. We get more on that from correspondent Keith Peters.
The Trump administration has sued California for providing in-state college tuition, scholarships, and subsidized loans to students who aren't legally in the United States. The lawsuit was filed Thursday in the U.S. District Court for the Eastern District of California. It alleges the practice harms U.S. citizens and encourages illegal immigration.
And that is correspondent Keith Peters reporting. A tragic end of watch encounter claims an officer's life in Vero Beach, Florida. It happened yesterday, and we get the details from Haya Panjawi.
A Florida sheriff's deputy has been killed while serving an eviction notice on the state's Atlantic coast. Another deputy and a law enforcement locksmith were also shot. That's according to the Indian River County Sheriff Eric Flowers. The locksmith and the accused shooter are both in critical condition. The deputy who died, Terry Mashkow, was a 25-year veteran of the sheriff's office. Officers were at a home near Vero Beach when the suspect began firing.
That is Haya Panjawi reporting. Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene of Georgia has announced she's resigning from Congress in January. Greene says she doesn't want to face a primary challenger next year who would be supported by President Trump. Greene's resignation follows a public falling out with the president in recent months. This is SRN News. A pro-life group will spend big on the midterm elections.
A lot will be at stake in next fall's vote, including control of Congress. And SPA Pro-Life America wants to be sure the winners are those who protect unborn babies. The organization says it plans to spend $80 million to promote pro-life candidates across the nation in 2026. The focus will include Iowa, Michigan, Georgia, and North Carolina. All 435 seats in the House of Representatives will be on the line, as will one-third of the Senate. Michael Harrington reporting.
One of the most spectacular examples of Renaissance illuminated manuscripts is now on rare public display. The 15th century Borso d'Este Bible is known for its miniature paintings in gold and Afghan lapis lazuli. It was unveiled this month in the Italian Senate, where it will remain on display until January 16th. It is usually kept rather in a safe at a library in Medina and is rarely exhibited in public. This is SRN News. Once known as America's flagship, once great luxury ocean liner is set to become an undersea attraction off the coast of Florida.
The SS United States will become a huge artificial reef off the Florida Panhandle early next year. Okaloosa County announced its final resting place will be about 22 miles southwest of Destin. The top decks will reach 60 feet below the surface, making it accessible to scuba divers. The nearly 1,000-foot vessel still holds a transatlantic speed record from its maiden voyage in 1952. The ship spent most of the year at the Port of Mobile being scoured in preparation for its sinking.
NCAA athletes and athletic department staff will not be allowed to bet on professional sports. The organization's membership voted on Friday to rescind a rule change that would have permitted such betting. The move follows a string of high-profile gambling cases that have raised questions about the integrity of both college and pro sports. More on these stories at srnnews.com.